Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. It's being reported that we're in a post-biblical era in Christianity. That's the headline. David James will come to this broadcast table in a moment, Bible in hand, to explain this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
That we are now in a post-biblical era of Christianity. What does that mean, David? And do you think this is an important issue?
I think it's a very important issue, and I think it's an important point made in that article. When we talk about post-biblical era of Christianity, it's also tied to what is philosophically called postmodernism, and it simply has to do with the idea that most people in churches today, even those who would be born again, and certainly not everyone in the churches today are born again believers in Christ. In fact, many denominations probably have relatively few truly born again believers because the gospel is not being taught. You know, in order for someone to become a biblical Christian, that is someone who has been saved through faith in Jesus Christ, they must hear, understand, and believe the gospel. But beyond that, evangelism is just a part of the picture. Discipleship is the rest of the picture. Our salvation is not the end of the story. It's the beginning of the story of our relationship and walk with the Lord, and that's built upon a knowledge of both the Old and the New Testament, a knowledge of the Lord and His Word, which He has given us to be conformed to the image of Christ. And if we are in a post-biblical era, what we find is in many churches, even in what have historically been conservative evangelical churches, the Bible is simply not being taught. And so it is post-biblical. You know, so many messages, rather than being Bible-centered, they tend to be focused on what is often called felt needs. They're topical. They deal with issues in society, but very often the Bible simply is not taught. So even though so many would identify themselves as Christian, they're not biblical Christians because, one, they have not heard the gospel in many cases, and in other cases, they just don't know what the Bible has to say.
David James explaining from the Bible what a post-biblical era is all about. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. My conversation with David James revealed what some are referring to as the post-biblical period of time when the Bible is no longer relevant. This statement, the revelation from 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 5, is a sign of the end times. Ever learning, never coming to the truth. Our response should be 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study the Bible. And the reason to study the Bible is found in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. All scripture is given by God and is profitable for the end times. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...